kind of haystack that you remember in the past?
Well, they used to call a small haystack a cock.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was wheat or barley or something, it was a shock.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I can remember.
But they didn't have different shape, like a bit, maybe a long.
Oh yes, there was. They used to make pyramid stacks, and they used to make a long stack, and then taper to nothing in the middle, but be probably 40 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
And the top would go up straight for a long way, say about 10 feet, and then the top would taper in.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a long stack. And I don't know what they did have a different name for them pyramids. You know, it was round, and they just went up about 10 feet and then drew it into nothing on the top. He just had one funnel on the top, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was to shed the water. A pyramid stack, they call that.
You wouldn't have used the term like a rick or anything like that, or would that be something
else? Well, a rick, that is in the wood business.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, well, it isn't up here, but it is in Kentucky. They say down there it's a rick of wood, or a half a rick of wood. No, I think it's the size of that would be 4 by 4 by 4.
Mm-hmm.
And a cord of wood here is 4 by 8 by 8. No.
4 by 4 by 8.
Yeah, that's what I ran into.
Eight? No. 4 foot wide, 4 foot high, and 8 foot long, yeah.
Yeah. I guess what I was told, DeMott, I didn't read a guy that sold firewood. It was 18 inches per stick of wood, and then two of those together. No, it must be three of those together. No, it must be four. I forget what it was. It was 16 inches is what it was, that's right.
Yeah, that was...
16
that would,
inches, that's right.
There would be three then. It'd be 48.
Yeah, three would be 48.
Yeah. Well, I made mine from 20 to 24 inches long.
Some of those logs are pretty big. In fact, I could hardly lift one in the fireplace. Most of them don't like them that big, though, do they?
Well, they can split when I get them there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you just saw them up, in other words.
No, I split some.
Oh, you do split, yeah.
Oh, well, I have trees this big that I cut down this fall already.
Mm-hmm.
Since you've been here, that's all I've been doing the last week. And I took a whole week off.
Mm-hmm.
And now the weather, I should have stayed home and cut wood. Look at the weather now.
Yeah.
I can't get out there now.
Yeah. I suppose it's weather like this that really makes people want to buy it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the holidays they start buying it, especially Christmas. Last year I had quite a few calls for wood at Thanksgiving time, but this year not a few, not too many. But Christmas last year, day before Christmas, I guess that's about all I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's all wood.
December last year was about, what's another way of saying that? It was about...
the coldest December we ever had, as far as I remember.
Well, that's true, but something happened last December. We say, well, it happened about...
about a year ago.
Yeah. What were we talking about the deer hunting again? I wanted to get that on the tape. I think that I was still fooling with the machine trying to... When did you say you went out for the deer?
Early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Before daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And then the deer would start moving at daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And you would sit in a room.